We got a few more questions. I understand time is very precious. Mm-hmm. We got a few more questions. These are from the listeners, from the, like, we tweeted out, hey, if you got a quick couple questions, we'll ask, you know. Mm-hmm. First one is from me. You know what? It's my show. My name's on the day. This is my. I have to ask. Mm-hmm. When you coming to, back to radio? Oh. Yeah, man. I used to listen to you on Sundays on Bliss, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm hoping that you know, sometime in the new year, you know, I would love to start. We're kind of trying to unravel it now. It's a lot to maintain. But I want to get back into syndicated radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that that would be great for my brand. I think it would be great for radio.
If you know, ever want to start a podcast, I know a guy who could help you, man. Yeah. I know a guy from Detroit.
Yeah.
Just throwing my hat in the ring. That's all
what's
I'm
up.
Saying, man. Because sometimes radio, I love podcasting because it's appointment radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You listen when you need to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely plan on doing a podcast in the new year, too. So that's something we could talk about.
Okay, okay.
Off the record. But, yeah, that definitely.
You got help. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so doing that as well as, you know, being in a more, you know, controlled environment where it's, you know, I can touch a lot more people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Cause one thing in that radio, you know, during the Raheem Duran radio show, I learned a little thing, some stuff. For starters, you're a funny dude.
Oh yeah.
Like, we're given the opportunity, like, we're not just singing, you very down to earth. And your interviews is cool because it's like you could cut through the bullshit a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you, like, you're them. You're just on the other side.
Yeah.
You're just on the other side. Like, some of the best ones, like the John Legend.
Yeah.
And the one when you kind of cut into Kelly Rowland a little bit.
Yeah.
Indy Irie, you know?
I feel like it was a little, you know, it was a little energy there with Kelly. I know, it was maybe just artist stuff, man.
Yeah,
you know,
but.
She's a very beautiful person. And
I got sight. Yeah, I know that.
I'm cool with her, dude, man. So it wasn't crazy like that.
I get that.
She, let me say this, she gave me a couple of compliments that I could appreciate, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, now we can all use our imagination at that point.
As far as the swag.
You know? Okay, and yeah, I was going to bring that up. That's actually one of the questions. It's like you read my paper in front of me.
Yeah.
For starters, like, I saw you in March. They said your fashion game, I don't even know, this is not really a question. It just said your fashion game's on point.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because I saw you in March, you had the king chair,
mm-hmm.
You broke out the crown. I know we like minutes away from your show here at the Garden Theater.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna see a little bit of that, maybe some extras.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's gonna be what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Okay. One person says your radio show turned me on to Kimbra. Any collaborations in the future?
I would love to collaborate with her. I think she's dope. I like the stuff she just did with Bilal,
mm-hmm.
on his most recent albums. I know she worked with John Legend recently. You know, I would love to do that, you know, some like an alternative album or something like that, like work with guys like that. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff I still want to do that I haven't had the opportunity to do, man. You know, just spread the wings.
Yeah.
Right now, you know?
Now, one person wrote this in, and on the podcast, we some football heads, and we right in the middle of, he just says, I just want you to clear something up for me. He was born in New Jersey. Are you a Jets fan? He said, you the king of Baltimore. Are you a Ravens fan? And you did that killer Sean Taylor tribute. Are you a Redskins fan? Just set the record straight. What team do you rep, man?
That's hilarious. I'm a home team every day, all day. That would make me a Redskins fan.
Okay. You like the only one.
I do get a lot of love for Baltimore and, you know, everything else he pinpointed, but... I'm, you know, even in the struggle is real, but I'm Team Redskin, Team Wizards all day.
Yeah, you know, as a Lions fan, I can identify. I mean, you got to stick with them when they down. You got to stick with them. Have y'all had enough?
Yeah, we had enough. Comedian over
here. I'm just saying, man, y'all got Kirk Cousins, man. we know better, but y'all still got Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Lastly, this is more of a hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
It says, normally guys in the industry like to team up. Have you ever seen yourself being a part of a super group a la TGT, LSG, mm-hmm. Lucy Pearl? If so,
there's been some talks about it for years. Definitely one of the two main members would be myself and Dwelle.
Okay.
It's going to happen at some point. Inshallah, like it'll happen. Myself, Dwelle, some other names been thrown in the hat. Me, Dwelle, Anthony Hamilton. I can see myself doing a group with Eric Robinson.
Okay.
A lot of, some other hats. In it.
Like I said, it's a hypothetical.
Bobby Valentino.
Oh, that's what's up.
It's a lot of different cats have been bouncing ideas around with. So at some point, I think it'll just come to fruition. Right now, it's all about the Crossroads, though, which is a soul hip-hop project that I'm working on myself, W. Ellington Felton, Wes Felton from D.C., and it's something that I don't think we'll even have, it'll be one of those things that comes out and people will realize probably is just, that it's me, but we're not using, my brand to sell it,
I get it.
As far as, the music is, will sell itself. It's a fusion of soul music and hip-hop, poetry, and with a high level of consciousness. So imagine, a male version of, Floetry meets Last Poets meets Dead Press.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, so it changes, the analogies change daily, but right now it's like Floetry meets Dead Press meets Last Poets.
All three of them dope. All three of them sweet. And so I would really like to see that. And last and certainly not least, that's from us. No more fan questions, But any advice you want to give to a lot of people who are up and coming, a lot of people listen to us. Sir, you have been at this for quite some time. Any advice you give to people who are trying to just do what you do?
Man, just stay humble. Be a go-getter. The dream is real. You just got to make it manifest. That's probably it.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, thank you for giving me just a little bit of your time.